And hello, welcome to the Diabetic Show. My name is Mark Philwett, pancreatically challenged associate just up there off to my left.
I'm Dobie Maxwell, Robin to your Batman. Thank you for listening. We are opening the doors of diabetes in a happy way, in a friendly way, so normal people can talk without using clinical terms.
Huh?
That's what we do.
And we also
try to bring it down to earth.
Also, we have 9.4% of the population out there that should be listening, and the ones, a little over 8 million, they're not sure if they are even diabetic.
8 million people.
Well, like you said, with the Fritos, nachos, Feed Up.
No, a little Debbie snack cake. What's got the highest of sugar?
Debbie.
And a Mountain Dew. They taste so good. Why do bad things taste so good?
It's the carb.
I don't know. If it tastes good, spit it out. That's
the
a Jack
sugar,
LaLanne, very
fat.
Famous quote.
February, or at least close enough. National Children's Dental Health Month. So, of course, this has to be Diabetes in Your Mouth show. We'd like to welcome Susan Sullivan a little bit later on from the Northwestern Dental Group, conveniently located Arlington Heights, Niles, and Gurnee. We would be talking about everything oral, and there's a lot to talk about. It's hard to really get that out and make it sound believable.
Well, we're broadcast professionals, so we'll just pop the clutch and go into second gear.
Well, obviously, with the diabetics, you have infections, things. And when you have bad oral hygiene, bad breath, stop looking at me, mm-hmm. That will affect your blood sugar.
And also your dating life, too.
Let's turn to the news.
Yes, do.
Okay. The big thing, they're having test trials now for the artificial pancreas, something that I'm going to be going for.
Jarvik working on this, too? It's like the Jarvik 7 heart. It's like, you know, let's do a couple other organs. I'm surprised they didn't do that, you know.
You would think by now.
Some whammo lungs that go in and out.
It's an apparatus.
Like a whoopee cushion lungs.
Kind of straps onto your body. Kind of, it doesn't look good if you're into the two-piece this year. But, yeah, it kind of sticks on the outside, and a couple of things get stuck in every week, and it does everything that the pancreas
so,
does.
It's like, no, seriously, no joke. It's kind of like a zip drive on a computer.
And it's run by your smartphone.
Seriously?
Yeah. So these are test trials going on. Now, who knows how long it's going to take before it gets to the supermarket or diabetic department store, if they have those.
So if everybody's got a clip-on pancreas, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, but then again, you look at the other side of it, you have an industry that's pumping out $23 billion in medicine for diabetics. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's going to be a tough sausage to give up, you know, selling all that medicine if you can just buy a little kit and plug it in.
Hey, Jonas Salk got his vaccine through. Who did he pay off?
Hello, 1950 what?
That's my point.
Okay.
You know, there was money involved there then too, correct? Okay. Follow the money.
Look at you. Let's talk about Watergate, but next.
Let's get Donald Trump in this. He's got people.
Diabetics and Donald Trump.
Is diabetic Donald Trump diabetic?
I wish he was. Well, that comes out bad, but imagine the support. I mean, I'd want a cure if I was Donald. Okay, let's move on in case you know, the lawsuit's moving on. But the deal is the test trials are out there. Go to the Google. Look at it up. It's there. Diabetic test trials, artificial pancreas.
A stupid question. Is this being tested in America or overseas?
Well, we're spreading it out. It's going to be a six-country, 240-people thing. It's going to be day-to-day living.
Now, are we the leader in diabetes, America? Because our diet's got to be the worst.
Well, you mean number of diabetics?
Number of diabetics only because of due to diet.
According to the numbers, yes.
I mean, if they're eating, you know, if they're living in the brush somewhere in some South American country eating.
Believe it or not, that is good for you. I mean, the roughage.
No, I'm sure it's good for you.
The carbs, no fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yes and no. What's the question again? You've lost me.
If a chicken and a half can lay an egg and a half in a day and a half, how long would it take a grasshopper with a wooden leg to kick the seeds off a dill pickle?
Now.
The answer, motorcycles, because they have no doors. See, this is what happens when you have a diabetic coma coming on. Let's get to the next story.
Isn't that true, though? Funny you would mention that. It actually comes from hypoglycemia, which slides perfectly into the next article.
That's what I knew. I'm your Batman, Robin.
The
I'm
worst
your Robin
part,
Batman.
Or...
Yeah. Who's Robin? Who's driving the Batmobile? You.
Be sure to edit that out later.
Next story.
Yeah, that would be Troy McDonald over there. He's off to the right if you're looking at the
having a little Debbie snack of cake and a Mountain Dew.
Let's say that you're hypoglycemic. And another thing you can't really be too happy about because it happens a lot to diabetics, especially, well, I guess type 1 and type 2. For me, type 1, it's worse because of the chemical. You know, being in my blood kicks up whenever it decides to. They say don't use the chocolate for Lowe's. And speaking as a type 1, that's the best part. If there's such a thing as a best part about being diabetic, you know, you can't really park closer to buildings, which, you know, sucks. But the hypoglycemia is the only gold in the rainbow, so to speak.
Okay.
And for me, it's Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, you grab one, 10, 15 minutes later, you're feeling good. Now they say you don't use a chocolate for Lowe's in any form.
Really?
Apparently, chocolate has fat. Yes, and that's why it's good.
That's why it's good.
Apparently, it slows the body's ability to absorb the sugar. So and then instead, they're saying a better alternative is dried fruit or orange juice or...
I'm inventing a whole wheat ding-dong. I'm working on the patent for that.
Yeah, on the surface, that sounds stupid, but I'm sure there's something underneath.
High fiber. Not to be a chocolate. It could be maybe like a liver, carob kind of combination flavor. Like, remember Ewell Gibbons? We're going to get old now. If you're older and you're diabetic, there's a guy named Ewell Gibbons who used to be on national television.
86 years old.
86 years old, but he would eat tree bark and bug innards and all kinds of weird stuff, and he would advertise grape nuts. And as a kid, you know, the power of advertising, grape nuts as a cereal, do they still make them? I don't know if they don't make grape nuts at all. And as a kid, they had that, but this Ewell Gibbons guy was he was a very compelling character. He had a hair, it looked like he combed it with an egg beater, this old dude. And this is back in the 70s, and I'm thinking, I've got to try grape nuts. And I was raised by my grandparents, who are already old,
sure.
And said, you don't need to try that. They're terrible. We've tried them already. And I was a defiant little kid who Ewell Gibbons said, I want to try the grape nuts, and I tried them, and it's like the Danny Thomas spit take. You know, you take one and spew the grape nuts all over the kitchen floor, and they were the worst food that I've ever eaten in my life.
Grape nuts are a defining moment for people's lives. You love them or you hate them. There's no middle ground.
Do you love them?
Gravel in my mouth, no.
And you could put them in milk for literally months, and it does not get any softer.
It would almost seem to mutate into a concrete.
Yeah, I think that's where they buried Jimmy Hoffa. They got a big pool and they filled it with grape nuts and they put milk in there, and Jimmy Hoffa sunk to the bottom and they never found him.
This track is becoming way too slick.
Well, let's go to the next story then.
Okay, well, unfortunately, there's not a lot going on with diabetes news this month, so we're pretty much at the end, unless you want to kind of pull back into the artificial.
No, and the reason we're not trying to make light and comedy out of this whole situation, but it's a deep subject. When you hear I have diabetes, you're there, Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah.
And you get the stigma on sentence. Top of it. And there is a stigma to it. You're type 2. Now, are you on any medicine with your type 2?
I am not anymore, and I dieted and exercised my way to out of that, and then get, I'm okay, I did all right, and then I'm right back to, you know, snorting Folgers crystals and Nestle's Quick, and I need to, I probably should be back on medication again.
You know, it's funny that you would mention that, because what I'm thinking is, a show like this, great platform for product placement.
Sure.
It begs for product placement.
Well, you just said there are 9 million people like us that are relatively normal as we're going to be close to.
Yeah.
But from all walks of life, it's difficult to keep the lifestyle. That's why we're here, to bring it down to earth so people like Sue can come on later and tell us about, you know, dental oral hygiene.
Okay, but let me hit this product placement, because we're running out of time.
Hit
this
it.
Is valuable. Like, for instance, diabetics, we deserve what? Good diet. Good diet's a basic for any diabetes.
Sure.
We need a sponsor.
Okay.
First one comes to mind. Go. Who?
Sugar company.
Seattle Sutton
would be great.
A product, it begs for Seattle Sutton's participation in the program.
How about Sturtevant Sutton? We'll make it a little bit more close to Kenosha.
No, we've got to go. Unless we got a local out there, I'm more than happy to take local free stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I can get national free stuff, as Grandma said, free tastes better. So look, I tell you what, let's take the break right here. Is it a good time, Troy? We're right there? Okay, Troy McDonald, thanks so much. On the other side of this, we'll be speaking with Susan Sullivan. It is the Diabetic Show, Diabetes in Your Mouth.